Yesterday, DeLoss and I had the privilege of putting in 4 hours of exercise in front of Notre Dame Seminary, placing Second Harvest items in car after car after car. I was the vegetable oil guy, so that's a lot of squats and bottle lifts, but it was probably my additional job that was the best workout. I was the one who shut just about every trunk that came through at the end of the line. Sedan slams down, SUV buttons to press, even a couple side hinge doors. Amazing variety. And as each different one was shut, and each different driver was sent on her way, the reply was always the same. Thank you so much. A line of food, a line of gratitude. With our masks and hats and gloves on, we could almost have been mistaken as a Mardi Gras parade, anonymously handing out tokens of goodwill. Thank you so much. I think today is a moment to reflect on our gratitude for gifts received. Physical, tangible gifts, but also spiritual ones. If you are the Christ, tell us plainly, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. No one can take them out of my hand. Hearing our gospel this morning, we have to be struck by the gift of faith. Jesus' interactions are mainly with religious-minded people, and yet the faith in him is not there. The gratitude for the gift in their midst absent. When is the last time we have thanked God for our faith, for these beliefs that through our prayer and reflection and experience, we say yes to again today, a gift that others can struggle to receive? Join that line in your mind, God's passing items to you, needed at different times, items of faith all. We say thanks to God today for faith, and in our gratitude, we ask him to grow it even more in us.